And we're into week 22. This is Fantasy Baseball Today. Yeah. What's up, Scott White?
Adam, how are you doing?
Good. I'm doing very well.
Did you watch any of this Simpsons?
Did I watch any of
it? Marathon?
Yeah,
weekend?
Of course I did.
I did too.
It's amazing.
It's amazing how good it was.
So good.
I think we're getting out of the good period now.
We are.
I think maybe I've watched my last of it.
Yeah, I've been cracking up all weekend. I guess just yesterday and this morning from the strike episode where the teachers go on strike. And
oh, I watched that one. That was the ones I watched.
They're arguing in the cafeteria, and Mrs. Krabappel says something about the children's future. And he goes, oh, come on, Edna, you both know that children have no future. And they all start looking at him with their mouths open. He goes, prove me wrong, kids. Prove me wrong. Been cracking up. Fortunately, I butchered the line. Well, anyway, we had a weekend of baseball to talk about. And injury, a lot of injuries. Disappointing stuff going on. Also, Rusney Castillo was signed by the Red Sox. So we'll discuss that. Most added, most dropped. And help you out with some lineup stuff. First pitch is about 7:05 p.m. Eastern time. So you have time to set your lineup. Email us at fantasybaseball@cbsi.com and put baseball podcast in the subject line. Scott, Manny Machado is out for the season. Very similar injury that he suffered last year to his other knee. You worried about him long term?
Well, I think the biggest concern long term is that if he's had significant knee injuries back to back, are they ever going to play him at shortstop? Because that was always the hope. That's what he came up as. They just didn't have an opening there. And obviously he'd be more valuable there whenever J.J. Hardy left. But now I'm thinking that's looking less likely. And as far as how he does as a hitter, that it doesn't really change my thoughts as far as that goes.
Yeah, I mean, he already came back pretty well from this injury. It took him a little while. He was a little rusty. This one a month sooner than the last one he suffered. Sean Doolittle is on the DL with an intercostal strain. So who are you picking up in that bullpen?
Well, I saw you pick up Luke Gregerson yesterday,
I did.
And that's actually what alerted me to this injury.
That was just my best guess, and I did own Doolittle in that league.
Yeah, and that's, I think, a pretty good guess. Obviously, Jim Johnson is gone now. Not that they'd probably want him to, even if he was there. Ryan Cook has some closing experience, but they went to Gregerson before. He's been the better pitcher this year. That would probably be my guess.
Otero's a lefty. All those guys
Otero's
are pitching.
Otero's a righty, actually.
So who's the lefty in their pen?
Abad. It's Abad, right?
Yeah.
Fernando Abad.
Uh-huh.
And then Eric O'Flaherty's there also.
O'Flaherty, that's who I was thinking of, not Otero. So is Otero an option, or should we just see how this plays out? I think you're right. I mean, I think Gregerson, he gave up 3 earned runs a few outings ago, but other than that, I mean, that was the only time he got touched up at all in like 2 months. He's been really good.
Yeah, I'd be surprised if Otero really got opportunities. He's not a bat misser at all.
Yeah,
not that
right.
Gregerson's a great one, but Otero's like, he's one of those guys you look at his strikeout rate and you're like, how does he get it done?
32 strikeouts and 72 innings pitched. Okay, so Luke Gregerson is our best guess right now, but we're going to ask John Heyman about it, or we're going to attempt to, on our video show live at noon Eastern time. Josh Donaldson had an MRI on his knee. Start or sit?
I will probably start him, but, you know, if you have like a, I don't know, like a
well, Josh Harrison,
Aramis Ramirez type on your roster, and you don't really have a place to start him otherwise, I might play it safe in that scenario.
And Andrew McCutchen says he's not playing at 100%, and it will probably be that way for the rest of the season. So do you downgrade McCutchen in your rankings? I mean, he had a very good weekend, but he's still hurting a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know that I really downgrade him. Maybe I move him behind Giancarlo Stanton, but he's still must-start elite outfielder rest of season in my mind.
Let's talk weekend standouts here. Do you think Marcus Stroman is running out of steam, Scott? He's 77% owned. I dropped him in two leagues. It's winning time, baby. I dropped him for Carlos Carrasco in one league, and I don't remember who. I think I just had a roster crunch in the other league. So Stroman, two bad starts in a row.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I've gone so far as to drop him, though. I wasn't looking to start him this week. I don't know that I'm starting him anywhere. Obviously,
go ahead,
probably
go ahead,
would
pick
him
up.
Only.
Pick him up. I dare you.
I might do that. But I think there is a case to be made here that he is running out of steam because he's already up to, between the majors and the minors, 127 and two-thirds innings. And that is 16 more than his career high. So that's not shutdown point yet, but anytime you have a pitcher entering unfamiliar territory, it could have an adverse effect on his numbers.
You know who else I'm worried about might be running out of steam?
Who?
Scott Kazmir.
No, I thought you were going to say Scott White. What are my feelings, Adam?
No. Scott Kazmir has thrown 158 innings. That matches what he threw last season in the regular season. And that's the most since 2007 when he threw 206 and two-thirds. Last six starts for Kazmir, 5.88 ERA. Got roughed up by the Angels yesterday, 7 runs on 10 hits in 3 innings. Not only 5.88 ERA in those six starts, but 10 walks and I think 18 strikeouts. So,
was there like one start that was a bad walk start? Because my takeaway looking at his recent, at his game log was, well, he's not really walking that many more. He's not really giving up that many more home runs. But obviously, if there was a bad walk start in there, then that would inflate.
Well, let's find out. I don't think so. I think it's been a consistent.
There was a 3-walk start, but otherwise it's been all 2s and 1s.
Well, it's really the lack of strikeouts, though, that I was focusing on there.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. The strikeouts have been down as far as, like, the stuff goes. It doesn't seem to be diminished, really.
So are you?
It could just be a case of, you know, fatigue creates poor location. Doesn't necessarily manifest itself in walks, but it could make him more hittable.
Well, he's at the Angels this weekend.
Yeah,
start or sit. Just got beat pretty bad by them.
I mean, if you have a deep enough pitching staff with good alternatives, it might be justification to sit him. But I'm not quite as worried about him as Stroman, just because it's been a long time since Kazmir's done it, granted, but he's done it before. So it might just be a rough patch.
Here's an email from Mike in Atlanta. Dear Hickory, Dickory, and Doc, Scott Kazmir, Scott stinking Kazmir, he single-handedly dropped me 2 points in whip in my Roto League and cost me a win in my head-to-head categories league. Would you dump this slumping bum?
Would you, Adam?
No chance. Okay.
Yeah, you're the reactionary one here.
But there's a lot of, I am?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Well, you at least put it on to create conversation.
That could be true. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. You know what, though? At this point in the season, I'm not opposed to being reactionary at all. Like, I would drop David Wright in a heartbeat if there were a DH I needed to pick up.
Yeah, I mean, I'm less so. I mean, I'm more reactionary than usual, but there's still certain lines that probably aren't the same as yours. I don't know that I could justify Wright yet.
But how can you even justify starting David Wright?
Well, not right now, but...
And now he has a neck injury.
What if he has an awesome week? You're not going to be able to get him back.
Honestly, we're 21 weeks into the season, and he has had very few awesome weeks, and I just don't see it happening. And again, I'm not just dropping him for fun, but if Carlos Carrasco's out there and I need a pitcher, and David Wright's my worst hitter, yeah, I'll drop him. If I'm starting a DH this week and I need to win and I have to drop David Wright to pick up Steve Pierce, of course I'm dropping him. You're not? In that scenario? That very specific,
for
probably
Pierce?
Unrealistic scenario?
No, I'm not dropping it for Pierce. I don't have that much confidence in Pierce yet. I like Pierce as a sleeper this week, but...
Really? You wouldn't drop David Wright for Pierce?
I mean,
you have to start one of them. Playoffs are on the line.
I have to start one of them. In that very unlikely scenario where there's just a non-existent bench and I have to start one of these two players... Then, yeah, I guess I would start Pierce.
All right, then I'll just, in this more likely scenario, it's a start-or-sit situation. You'll sit David Wright.
Oh, yeah. Right. I took him out of the two obvious at third base this week. So.
Okay. Now, there are a lot of starting pitchers, Scott, that are very interesting. Carrasco's one of them. 8 strikeouts, 1 run in 6 innings against Houston. And he's given up 7 hits in 18 innings over his last 3 starts, and now a strikeout per inning. WADA. Drew Smyly doesn't have the electric stuff that some of these other guys have, but he threw a complete game two-hit shutout at Toronto, and he's got a 1.55 ERA with Tampa Bay in 29 innings. Kyle Hendricks and Mike Fiers are just about 80% owned, and they've been really good, except Hendricks had a rain-shortened start that wasn't good. Two innings, five hits, two runs. Yeah, I mean, there's just a lot of starting pitchers out there. I don't know if there's anything. We're talking about them pretty much all the time, but anything you want to say about that group or anybody I left off?
All right, who are the ones you mentioned here?
Fiers, Hendricks, Smiley, Wada, Carrasco. And I'll even throw Shane Green in there. He's pitching very well lately, too.
Well, look, Wada and Carrasco are both owned in less than 50% of leagues. And Carrasco's the one that really has me excited because he had another great start over the weekend. Granted, every Indians pitcher was great against the Astros. Double-digit strikeouts in all three of those games. But not for the starting pitchers, but for the pitching staff as a whole. Carrasco did issue two walks in that start, but that's still two walks over three starts since rejoining the rotation. High 90s fastball. Just, I think if you missed out on Mike Fiers and you see he's about to become the first pitcher in history to have five consecutive starts with three hits or fewer, if he does that next time out,
he'll
be the first pitcher in history to do that.
Wow.
Yeah. If you missed out on that and you're kicking yourself, I think Carrasco has the best chance of being something close to that level.
Is there anyone in that group, Fiers, Wada, Hendricks, Smiley, Carrasco, Shane Green, that you're not sold on and you wouldn't really want to add in a standard mixed league?
Well, I mean, there's different levels of how sold on I am, but there's not one that I wouldn't like to add in a mixed league. Like, if somebody dropped one of them and that email came through that I wouldn't drop what I was doing to go see if I could make room for him. There's not one.
Even Green?
Did you mention him?
I didn't put him down in the notes that you're looking at, but I mentioned him.
Yeah, Green's probably the low guy. If it was McCarthy instead of Green, which it's not, but if it was,
sure, McCarthy,
hypothetically,
then
I would include McCarthy in that group. I wouldn't include Green.
Would you rather have McCarthy or Carrasco?
Carrasco.
Would you rather have Stroman or Carrasco?
Let's go Carrasco.
All right, Kenneth Vargas, start or sit this week?
I would start him in a roto league. It might be harder to do in a head-to-head where you just have the first base and utility, but definitely roto.
Gregory Polanco went for his last 30, started yesterday for the first time in five games. Start or sit?
Oh, I'm sitting him. I don't know what's going on with that, but
drop or stash?
I'd stash him. Actually, I do have some idea what's going on with that. Clint Hurdle, the Pirates manager, who used to be like a hitting coach. That's kind of what he was known for, was helping hitters. And he said, he was talking about Polanco's swing and how it's not like it was when he first came up and got off to a hot start. He didn't really go into specifics, but he says they're working with him to try and get it back there. So I don't know if this one start means they're convinced it's back there or they just don't want to let him sit too long. But it's too risky this time of year to start a guy who's started one of the last five games.
How about Chris Carter? He had two hits all week, and one of them was a home run. Start or sit?
I think I'm going to start him. The Astros matchups are really good, and I know we were waiting for that bad week to say, okay, it's over. Don't put your faith in this guy anymore. But it went on for so long that I'm not convinced there wasn't some kind of a mini breakthrough in here. Not that he's going to be anywhere close to a decent source of batting average, but maybe the cold streak won't be as long as we're used to seeing it.
For Chris Carter. Any other standouts you'd like to talk about from the weekend, Scott? On your, looks like a new,
yeah,
new yellow pad.
Yeah, it is.
It's not really that yellow anymore.
No, it's not. It's a sponsored one. This is Florida Public Library Association.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. It'd be very quiet with that.
Well, my wife's a librarian, so probably.
Is she quiet?
Is she quiet?
Does she always tell you to shh?
No. Well, sometimes.
Yeah.
I can get to singing too much.
Of course.
Yeah. Anyway, Lucas Duda, I want to talk about him because I went out on a limb this past week in the start and sit hitters, the one for last week. And even though he had been great for a long time and he'd been a must start for a long time, I said to sit him because it was a tough schedule and there was a bunch of lefties. I think it was like four or something. He's terrible against left-handed pitchers. Terrible. He went on to have the best week of the season.
Did he really?
41 points. What's interesting about that, he had five home runs this week with all those left-handers on the schedule. All five of them were against right-handers.
His relievers?
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of the time.
Yeah, wow.
And so, like, he's hit 26 home runs now this year, 25 against righties. He's so good against righties that even if he just gets hardly any opportunity against them all, he takes advantage of whatever opportunity he gets. And I actually wrote in that when I suggested to start him last week, I actually wrote if he's able to overcome the matchups and have a huge week, we'll know never to sit him again. Well, I think clearly he did that. So I don't care what the matchups look like for Lucas Duda anymore. You're starting him the rest of the way.
Anything else?
Let's move on.
Okay, let's move on. Let's talk bullpen stuff here. You might have noticed Jonathan Broxton got a save yesterday. Don't worry about Chapman. He had thrown in three straight games. Terry Collins said you can see a difference in Henry Mejia in his stuff when Mejia is rested. So I wouldn't be surprised to see Familia get some saves in there. K-Rod got his 39th save but gave up a solo homer and now has allowed 11 home runs this season. And really just hasn't been the same since that hot start. Not sure there's much to say there. David Robertson gave up a home run, blew his third save. Not the deepest of home runs in right field at Yankee Stadium. Any worries about him?
No.
He's having a rough month.
No.
Rough-ish.
Yeah, he's been, like, I don't feel like we've talked about him enough, how good he's been. He's been, like, up there with the elite guys. He's been up there with Holland and
yeah, well,
Chapman
his ERA is over three now.
In terms of ratio, strikeout rate.
I'm a little concerned, though, just because the workload.
Yeah.
I think I've mentioned that. It reminds me a bit of the Braves bullpen.
Well, I'll look and see how bad he's been because maybe it's
he hasn't been
worth
that bad, but there were three outings in a row for, I believe, the first time in his career where he didn't have a strikeout.
Yeah, 3.06 ERA now. And
what's his ERA in August, David Robertson?
ERA in August is 3.86, but there was a couple bad appearances into July, too. So 5.56 ERA in his last 12 appearances. ERA has gone from 2.33 to 3.06. But as far as workload goes, because he had that stint on the DL before.
Yeah, but it's every game. The Yankees never score a lot.
Yeah.
So they always use the same guys over and over again. It's incredible. Jake Patrychka gave up a walk-off home run. 12 of his 14 appearances were scoreless before that. White Sox bullpen, there you go. Steve Cishek, he's been struggling. Entered Sunday. He didn't pitch Sunday, I don't think, with a 6.75 ERA in August.
Yeah, he's been bad for a long time. His ERA is close to 4 now. I dropped him in a 10-team league.
Yeah, I dropped him in a 12-team league. I'll start Carrasco over him now.
Yeah.
Anything like that. Smiley, I've been starting over him.
Yeah, I'm doing Addison Reed.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Joe Nathan got his 27th save Saturday, but gave up two hits and a run. You think he keeps that job when Soria's back?
I'm going to guess he does, but it's certainly not a slam dunk.
Casey Jansen had a rough weekend. And his strikeout rate, Scott, Casey Jansen, is 5.5 per nine, lowest since 2007. He also has the lowest walk rate of his career. But Jansen's struggling. Do you think he keeps his job?
I do think he keeps his job for the rest of this year. But I think that's going to end up being a priority for the Blue Jays this offseason. Didn't really seem like the closer type when they moved him into the role. And I think he's validated those concerns this year.
Koji Uehara gave up 5 runs in 2/3 of an inning on 5 hits Friday and had given up 1 run on 2 hits in each of his previous 2 appearances. So that's 3 bad ones in a row for Koji Uehara. Any concerns?
Boy, I mean, that one was so bad.
It raises a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I don't know that I can pull the plug on him as reliable as he's been all year because of that, but it does raise the eyebrow.
And Brad Boxberger got the save for the Rays Sunday at Toronto. Jake McGee had pitched the 8th and the 9th in a tie game. And Joaquin Benoit has been bothered by the shoulder. He got a save Sunday at Arizona, first time he had pitched since August 13th. You feel good starting Benoit? Feel all right?
Yeah, I feel better than I do C-Shack.
There you go. All right, let's do some injuries news and notes. David Ortiz left Sunday's game with a bruised foot, and he bruised his elbow a few days ago. Starter sit.
I will start him.
Miguel Cabrera, ankle injury. Starter sit.
Start him.
Kyle Loesch is going to pitch today at the Padres. Yan Gomes is on the 7-day concussion DL. Roberto Perez could start, possibly Carlos Santana, and Cleveland traded for Texas catcher Chris Jimenez. and so they've got a little bit of a revolving
door there. Rangers traded all their catchers away.
Yeah, they traded Giovanni Soto to Oakland. Is John Jaso likely to go on the DL with a concussion? So now Chirinos, Soto, Roberto Perez, I don't know. Anything interesting here at catcher for you?
Probably Chirinos is the most interesting. Basically what he was doing before Soto came off the DL, which is low end number two catcher type stuff. But I'm not sure, like I'm sure Derek Norris will get the bulk of the playing time at Oakland, and there's a good chance. I guess Perez could get some in for the Indians. Maybe in an AL-only sort of way, he's interesting.
Moving on. Toronto may call up starting pitching prospect Daniel Norris soon. Does that do anything
for
you?
It would probably be out of the bullpen, so no. Although I would guess he's auditioning for the right to audition for a rotation spot next spring.
Hey, guess who sent to AAA?
Somebody big, because Al Melchior just walked in the room and
somebody
wrote it
down. Pretty big, yeah. We've already talked about him on the podcast.
Oh, man. Hendricks? Kyle Hendricks?
Gregory Polanco.
I
don't know about Travis Snyder. I can't buy it.
No,
he
can't either.
He was this good. No, he's pretty good at the beginning of the year, too.
Of course, I mean, the thing is, like, this time of year, anybody who gets sent to AAA, it's like, well, they can be up in 6 days.
That's true.
You know, the whole roster, there's not going to be a minor league season much longer. So it might just be an excuse. They've been working on a swing, like I said. They want him to have a chance to put it into practice in a way that doesn't affect their pennant race.
Right.
So, you know, give him a chance while there's still minor leagues going on. In 3 outfielder leagues, certainly he is droppable, I would say. 5 outfielder leagues, probably not, because I do suspect for most of September he'll be an everyday player.
Brett Gardner, ankle injury, start or sit?
Start.
Angel Pagan, calf injury, start or sit? As of
sit.
Everybody, this is as of 9:40 in the morning. Things can change.
Yeah. I'd probably sit him.
Tim Lincecum may be removed from the rotation. Robinson Cano is sick, but you can start him. According to the Orange County Register, C.J. Crone likely to be called up soon, maybe September 1st. Hanley Ramirez off the DL. He had an oblique strain. He's back. Xander Bogaerts is on the 7-day concussion DL. Apparently it's a mild concussion. Michael Kadire is on the DL with a hamstring strain. Christian Bergman came off the DL and got a win yesterday. Starlin Castro is going to return for the Cubs tomorrow. As Drupa Cabrera, day-to-day with tightness in his side. Starter, sit.
Probably. If he's your only option in an NL-only league, you start him. But otherwise, I'd sit him.
How about those Nationals?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not going to get excited about them as a Braves fan. But, yeah, they're running away with that division now.
Anibal Sanchez could return Saturday. Seems a little risky to start him. Daniel Murphy and David Wright, both left Sunday's game. Murphy has calf tightness, and Wright has a muscle spasm in his neck. Start or sit these Mets?
Well, we've already talked about Wright. We're going to sit him. Murphy. And calves are tricky cats.
They are.
I've said it before. Jimmy Rollins said it originally, I think. Second base. At least in the mixed league world, I would look to sit Murphy.
Willian Rosario, sore wrist, and Jed Jerko, sore hamstring. Sit him?
Yeah. Well, I actually had Jerko as a start at second base this week. It depends on alternatives. I'd probably would start Jerko over Murphy still. Daniel Murphy.
Adam Eaton could be back soon. And Chris Sale yesterday allowed an RBI base hit for the first time in over a year and 146 plate appearances when Ichiro had a two-run single yesterday to a lefty. That was the first time a lefty got an RBI base hit in 146 plate appearances. That was from the Yes Network. Thank you for that. Two-star pitcher changes. Travis Wood gets two starts. Miles Michaelis and Nick Martinez get two starts. Wade LeBlanc may get two starts for the Angels.
Ugh.
Jason Hamill lost his second start. Drew Pomeranz is making a spot start on Wednesday. Scott, let's look at the most added and most drop list.
All right, Adam. Let's do it.
All right.
Do you have it? You don't have it printed out for me, huh?
Nope. Nor do I have it pulled up on my computer, but I do now. Carlos Carrasco is number one. Matt Shoemaker, two starts this week, number two. Kenneth Vargas, three. PV, four. Arcia, five. Stoltz, six. Stop.
There. Okay.
Go. Riff.
Well, look, now I have to pull it up because I'm not going to remember all those guys off the top of my head.
Well, then neither are the listeners. So it's Carrasco, Shoemaker, Vargas, PV, Arcia, and Stoltz.
All right. Yeah, so I talked about Carrasco. He's still only 50% owned, must add. I actually added him over Shoemaker, but I do like Shoemaker a lot. He's up to 80. Vargas. Like I said, we're starting him in roto leagues, I would say. And I would definitely add him there. Points leagues, I just can't. I'm just not totally won over yet with that strikeout-to-walk ratio. I think there's going to be a slump in his future. The power's legit. But then in addition to that, you're not getting points for walks. You're losing points for strikeouts. Just not a great head-to-head player yet. Who else do we have here?
Well, how about Arcia?
Arcia, look, he's hot. I added him in a roto league, five outfielder league. I think I am starting him because I need power. He's kind of like I actually think he and Vargas are very similar players right now. I do expect them to hurt you in batting average probably, but they can give you a bunch of home runs in a short period of time.
Do you like Avisaga Garcia better than Arcia and Vargas?
I do. I think I'm starting Vargas and Arcia over him right now, though, just because they're the hotter two.
Steve Pierce is seventh. Oh, by the way, you're not an Eric Stoltz guy.
Not at all.
Steve Pierce is seventh. Joe Panik is eighth. Russell Martin, 9. Carl Crawford, 10. Jorge De La Rosa, 11. Luke Gregerson, 12.
Yeah, I think what Russell Martin's been doing this year is kind of flown under the radars. Got an OPS well over 800, on-base percentage well over 400, actually hitting for a decent batting average, and that hasn't changed. It's gone on for months now. I dropped Derek Norris for him in a roto league this week, and he's good enough that I might use him in some one-catcher leagues.
He has no power, though.
Russell Martin?
Yeah.
He has some power.
His slugging percentage is so low.
What is it?
I'm going to guess it's around 400.
Well, that's not so low. I mean, Jimmy Rollins is below 400.
But his batting average, Jimmy Rollins is batting 235.
That's true.
All right, well, let's check.
We're both checking at the same time.
Who's going to get this?
410.
410.
So, yeah. Okay.
It's lower than his on-base percentage.
But
it's basically the same.
Seven home runs and 288 at-bats. You're talking about a dozen home runs from a catcher. I'll take that over a full season. Yeah. I don't think it's like.
He's been really good lately.
Yeah.
There's no questioning. 14 doubles this year for Mr. Martin. All right, back to the most added, most jobless. All right, so Steve Pierce, 35% owned. Pierce or Arcia?
Arcia.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Pierce is not getting a lot of hits, but he's making them count.
Yeah.
3 home runs in his last 7 games.
And he does seem to have the playing time again, as John Heyman said on Fantasy Baseball Today. Was that just – that was Thursday.
That was Thursday.
So we have podcasted since then. But, yeah, he said the Orioles seem excited about him.
Luke Gregerson or Hector Rondon, who would you rather have?
Rondon.
Yeah?
Yeah, for whatever reason, the A's – Doolittle hadn't been getting save opportunities.
No.
And that was before they traded away Cespedes and began the tailspin.
It's funny. He got Friday and Saturday, he got a save.
Yeah.
And he got hurt. He just wasn't used to pitching, Scott.
Maybe.
And the Cubs are playing better. Their pitching has been really good.
Yeah.
And Rondon's been getting some save opportunities. All right, most drop lists, Richards, Hahn, Machado, Chase Anderson, Vance Worley, Justin Masterson, Trevor Bauer. Down 9% and just had another good start yesterday. You think he should be added now? He's 64% owned.
Like I said, that series, the Indians against the Astros, it was Bauer, it was Carrasco, it was Salazar. All three of them had like their best starts yet, which I'm sure had something to do with the competition. And since we just saw Bauer dominate the Diamondbacks a couple starts ago and then a bad start in between, I'm not saying you can't add Bauer. I'm just not making it a priority.
Then looking at the list, it's a lot of guys that were two-star pitchers this week that are obviously not – or last week that are obviously not two-star pitchers this week. So I get it. You're streaming two-star pitchers. That makes sense. Let's see some other stuff here. Brandon Moss and Stephen Vogt both sat Friday and Saturday for lefties.
Yeah, that's
concerning.
That's become normal for Vogt. Moss, I don't think it has been as regular, but – he hasn't been hitting great, so it wouldn't surprise me if it became more regular.
How about the Pedro Alvarez first base thing? He started against the righty Saturday and homered and stole he had 2 home runs and he stole a base. He started against the righty Sunday, went 0-for-3 with a steal. Ike Davis hasn't been getting any playing time. Gabby Sanchez started Friday against a righty. They faced nothing but righties this weekend. Obviously, Alvarez is the most exciting there, but how much playing time do you think he's going to get?
Well, he did it. 2 home runs over the weekend. Did you mention
yeah.
that the 2 homer game?
Yeah, I did.
And that'll probably earn him some more. I doubt he starts against lefties because they really like Gabby Sanchez against lefties. But I think he is going to start playing first base more consistently now. Especially that home run. I mean, I think he won them over a good bit with that. Those 2 home runs.
Carlos Sanchez getting starts at second base for the White Sox. Any interest? He went 6-for-14 with a double over the weekend. Carlos Sanchez.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to get excited about him looking at the minor league track record. And he wouldn't be the first middle infielder to come up and outperform that. But I'm waiting for Marcus Semien to come up and hopefully become their second baseman. They say that's supposed to happen in September.
Starter sit, Jay Bruce. Another bad week.
But he did just have a good week. Yesterday, wasn't it?
No. Yesterday he had 2 hits or something.
Yeah.
He had 4 RBI, which you're not going to, you know, that's not bad for a week. But 1 home run, 6-for-27, stole a base. I regretted sitting him because he homered Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And then he did jack the rest of the week. And I was like, oh, I'm glad I sat him.
Yeah. I would probably start him, but if you have a hotter hand, it's that time of year where I think it's acceptable.
I'm going to ask you if these 3 guys are okay to start this week. Andrew Kashner against the Dodgers, CJ Wilson against Oakland, and Zach Greinke at San Diego.
All right, what were they again?
Next page. Flip the page. Andrew Kashner against the Dodgers, CJ Wilson against Oakland, and Zach Greinke at San Diego.
Are they okay to start?
Yes.
Greinke, I would say yes. The other two probably wouldn't.
I'm going to ask you about some struggling stud starting pitchers, and I want you to tell me if you're worried. Let's go 4 at a time. Iwakuma, got roughed up pretty bad by the Red Sox. Steven Strasburg had a bad start against the Giants. He's got a 3.59 ERA. Sonny Gray, he's just been kind of bleh lately. Gave up two home runs against the Angels. It wasn't a bad start, though. Adam Wainwright has a 4.70 ERA in his last seven starts, over a hit per inning, 17 walks, 30 strikeouts in 44 innings pitched. Iwakuma, Strasburg, Gray, and Wainwright. Any red flags, any alarm bells for you?
Well, Gray could be entering the unfamiliar territory where he could start to struggle. Not that I think he has an innings limit, but just it's not used to this. So I could see maybe that. I probably wouldn't sit him. The only other one that gives me any concerns really at all is Wainwright. And you mentioned the stat over his last five starts. I think it's like four. Well, that is since the All-Star break. You said 470 over his last seven?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's since the All-Star break. But it probably, I probably wouldn't sit him either, because four runs in six innings the last start. The three before that were seven innings, two runs, three runs. Still good starts. Still starts you like to have in your lineup. Just not quite what you're used to seeing from Wainwright.
Next group, Justin Verlander, 5 2/3, 8 hits, 4 runs. Still 93% owned.
Yeah, done with Verlander.
Right?
Get him out of there.
Yeah. It's very droppable, right?
I would say so, yeah.
Ian Kennedy, 5 2/3, 8 hits, 3 runs, 3 walks, 6 strikeouts at Arizona. In the 6 starts before that, he had a 4.64 ERA and 20 walks in 33 innings. Willie Peralta, really since getting off to an amazing start, what would you say? He's been okay?
Yeah.
Good, solid.
Yeah.
But he's not
back-end guy.
Is he a must? He's not a
must-start. No.
Yovani Gallardo had a bad start. 4 of his previous 5 starts were great. And Tim Hudson, last 4 starts, 26 hits, 11 earned runs, and 6 walks, 9 strikeouts.
Yeah, Hudson's gone less than 6 innings in 4 of his last 8 starts. Less than 6. He's not even giving yourself a chance at a quality start.
Kennedy, Peralta, Gallardo, Hudson, do you think any of them are droppable for, like, Carrasco, somebody in that range? Carrasco, Wada.
Any of them are droppable, sure. Would I actually drop any of them to make sure I got Carrasco on my roster? I might, just because it's this time of year. And because, there's only so much you risk losing when a player rebounds. I might drop Kennedy, Gallardo, and Hudson. Yeah, not Peralta, but the other three I could see doing.
Tell me, Scott, are you concerned at all about Jacob deGrom? 6 innings, 5 hits, 5 runs, 2 walks, and 7 strikeouts at the Dodgers. Do you think he deserves a little bit of a leash? Are you just coming off the DL?
I mean, I want to try to drop him based on this start. Obviously, he's coming back from a shoulder injury. That does concern me. But he was throwing even harder average fastball velocity in this start than he was before going on the DL. So I think there's a good chance he bounces back from this with good numbers.
How does Danny Salazar rate among the Carrasco, Fires, Wada, whatever group?
He's at the bottom for me.
Really?
Did have a very good start against the Astros, like the rest of the pitching staff did this weekend. But otherwise, it's just been not consistent enough, not pitching deep enough into games. Just hasn't won me over yet. And I want to know when I start you right now that
you're going to get something good.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Well, then you can't start Kyle Gibson anymore.
No.
How about some deep league targets here? Hector Santiago. Last 3 starts, 17 innings, 13 hits, 1 earned run, 6 walks and 15 strikeouts against Boston, at the Rangers, and at Oakland. You know I love me some Hector Santiago.
I know you do.
Do you think people could target him in deep leagues and feel good about it?
No. Well, okay, maybe deep leagues. I need to see the strikeouts go up and the walks go down for 12-team league consideration.
Santiago or Miguel Gonzalez?
You know what? I actually go Gonzalez there.
Gonzalez is pitching very well right now.
Mm-hmm.
Brett Oberholzer, does he have any appeal to you?
Deeper league. Yeah.
David Buchanan, any appeal?
No, not really any at all.
Jerome Williams, in 3 starts with the Phillies, has given up 4 runs and 20 and a third.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with that, but I'm not trusting it. He was terrible earlier with the Rangers and the Astros.
He said he liked throwing to Carlos Ruiz, but Ruiz wasn't even catching yesterday with Willy Evans. All right, more injuries, news, and notes. Brad Peacock left Friday's start with forearm discomfort. Yu Darvish does not have a timetable. He will not come off the DL when he's first eligible. Jock Peterson became the first player to be 30-30, 30 homers and 30 steals in a season in the PCL in 80 years.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
That's incredible.
Jock Peterson is good, and Jason Giambi, I don't think he's that good anymore, but he's coming back by September 1st, and hopefully he doesn't take playing time away from Zach Walters.
Peterson might be up September 1st too, right? They said September.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if it's going to be right away. And I don't know that I'll have a chance to play, really.
But. Yeah, that's the thing with the September call-ups. They don't often get regular playing time. Let's see. Corey Hart started a rehab assignment. Does not seem like Noah Syndergaard's going to get promoted. Bartolo Colon could be traded. Kyle Blanks will be shut down for a while. He has tendonitis in his Achilles tendon. And Gordon Beckham has been playing around the infield a little bit for the Angels. Played third base Saturday. He played second base yesterday with Howie Kendrick starting. And that, to me, Scott, is just more good news for CJ Krohn, because if they're putting Kendrick at DH, Ibar at DH, or Freeze at DH, whatever it is, and Beckham in the lineup, let's just get Beckham out of there and let Krohn mash. Joe Kelly left Friday's start with a shoulder problem. He's expected to make his next start. The A's claim that Yunel Escobar offer revocable waivers, and the A's and the Rays have till tomorrow to work out a deal. That's according to Fox Sports. Chris Owings has been playing some second base in his rehab assignment. Might that spell doom for Aaron Hill?
Well, it might if it hasn't already been spelled. I don't know that Hill hasn't already been dropped in a lot of the leagues where there'd be a debate over whether or not to own him.
Let's do some emails here from Adam. Approve the move. Drop Cole Calhoun. Add Lucas Duda.
What is Lucas Duda doing out there?
Approve.
This is a look. I mean, Calhoun, I think, is basically must start at this point too. So it's not an easy call, but it's like, dang, that's a shallow league. And then he asks, what about Billy Butler?
But you'd rather have Duda than Butler, though.
You'd rather have Calhoun than Butler. Yeah, that's not even the same category.
Dan, a Yankee fan in Clearwater, says, dear, the smart one, the handsome one, and the funny one. Those are all addressed to me.
Yeah.
Going for my 4th straight title in a 12-team, 6x6 head-to-head league. I picked up Danny Santana to replace Hanley. Now Hanley's back. I could move Santana to second base, but I'd have to drop Pedroia. Would you drop Pedroia for Danny Santana?
What is this? This is a roto league, he says?
No, it's head-to-head categories.
Oh, yeah. It's categories.
Yeah.
Yeah, Pedroia's been kind of stinky, but Hanley has too, is the thing. So it's like, I do feel like you start Santana over both of them right now, but which one do you let go of? I might be more inclined to do it with Hanley, just because.
Really? He's been better than Pedroia, hasn't he?
I guess a little. And I guess you don't want him falling in the wrong hands. Yeah. But there's a very good chance he goes back on the DL before the season's up. That's the problem. Oh, you know what? I don't think Pedroia is undroppable in this situation. I just don't know that I could bring myself to say do it.
I can.
All right,
do
go
it.
Ahead.
Mike needs help with his lineup. Maurer, V-Mart, Kinsler, Desmond, Frazier, Trout, Ellsbury, Gordon, and Sandoval. That's a pretty good lineup.
Uh-huh.
I have David Wright on my bench because of possible injury. He's been just okay. Do I grab Corey Dickerson or Markakis or Butler or Abisael Garcia and play one of them ahead of Pablo Sandoval? Dickerson, Markakis, Butler, Abisael.
Dickerson, you might want to pick your spots with him. But, yeah, he could be a lot better than Pablo some weeks. Definitely at home. You probably want to see more right-handers than left-handers, but...
Now, here you go, Scott. This is it.
Okay.
You've got Pablo Sandoval and Todd Frazier on your team. Drop David Wright and pick up Dickerson, Markakis, Butler, or Garcia.
Okay. I could see doing that if that's who you need to drop. Look, I think Markakis is more startable than Wright at this point, too. I didn't mention him.
But who do you like this week, though? Pablo Sandoval, Dickerson, Markakis, Butler, or Garcia?
I'm going to say I like – they're on the road, but I can see myself starting Dickerson just because I like what he's doing right now. And the matchups are good for being on the road.
He's been crazy good.
Yeah.
From William, who performs better rest of season? Oh, I should have deleted this one. Blackman or Kadire? Well, Kadire's on the DL, so Blackman. Paul in Richmond, Virginia. Approve the move. Yeah, I think we can approve this now. Would you drop Polanco for Dickerson?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. 10-team points league. Paul, make it happen. Scott, thank you.
Thank you, Adam.
We'll have Herc on later this week. He's coming back from vacation. We'll have Al and Scott on tomorrow. We have 10 games on the schedule tonight, so we'll break it down. Maybe play some Fantasy Feud tomorrow. And that's going to be an after... I'm not sure about that one. Might be a morning podcast, might be afternoon. We're playing that one by ear. But we will talk to you tomorrow, and we'll see you at the video show, noon Eastern time today with John Heyman. For Scott White, I'm Adam Azer. Have a good one.